Hello, Belfast barflies, and welcome to the Belfast Pubcast. It's me, the Shaman of Sexy, the Kid Hardcore, and with me, as always, he's back. It's Rex Quando. Hi, Rex.
Hi, Ryan.
How was your week off?
My week off was brilliant. I've seen a lot of Ireland, probably more of Ireland than most Irish people. So pretty happy with that.
Excellent. That's great to hear. And last week we had your uncle on with us, Rufus Pancake Patterson, and he did a fine job of filling in. And he talked about how much he loved Shiro, which I know is one of his favourite bars, but not one of your favourite bars.
No, it's not.
And that's why this week we start with some breaking news. I'm very, very sorry to announce that Shiro has closed.
Is it?
It's closed.
Really?
Yeah. It's good. Being reopened as something else after the dismal failure that was Shiro clearly did not work out.
Well, I'm happy to hear that.
I'm sure Rufus is distraught. Where is he going to get his Cuba Libres now?
I don't know. He may have to go for 6 quid ones instead of the fucking 9 or 10 quid ones that they offered. But, yeah, a bit sad for the staff, though, because the staff were the only good thing about it.
They'll probably get kept on wherever the new bar is, I guess.
Yeah.
Opening soon, and we'll be sure to cover that.
Okay.
At some point. But today, we're here to do our podcast on Madisons.
Madisons?
Madisons. All right, Rex, tell us about your first time at Madison's. It was for Lauren's graduation party, wasn't it?
I think it may have been, yeah. That could very well have been the first time.
It was my first.
Okay, then it was probably my first as well. So yeah, was Lauren's graduation. We were sat in a corner, and that was when we had ourselves some cocktails.
We did indeed.
And we had ourselves some VIP rope.
Some VIP rope, the return of the VIP rope. It gets about. But anyway, I've got the website up here for Madison, so let's hear Madison's in their own words.
Okay.
Located in the heart of Queen's Quarter on leafy Botanic Avenue, Madison's Hotel is only a minute's stroll from Queen's University, with the city centre, the Waterfront Hall, Odyssey Arena, and Grand Opera House all within easy reach. Madison's is the perfect place to spend some time in Belfast City.
Leafy?
Yes, leafy.
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 Madison's Hotel has an established reputation for great locally sourced food, fine wines, amazing cocktails, and fabulous entertainment all under one roof. So it is a hotel, Rex, but we're focusing on the bar part today.
Okay.
And to a lesser extent, the restaurant. Have you ever tried the food in there?
No, I've not. I have not. How about you?
I tried it once, me in health. Two courses for £10, which is pretty good.
That is pretty good. And how were the courses?
The courses were, they weren't too bad. They were pretty good. I will say that the portions were a bit measly. Maybe if you had the full lunch or dinner a la carte menu, they'd give you a bit more.
Okay, well.
But it was enjoyable.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good.
Now, you talked there, Rex, about the cocktails. Which is your favourite of Madison's cocktails?
Oh, dear. A couple that I like to go for. I like the Caramel Russian.
Yeah, what's in a Caramel Russian, Rex?
It's vodka. It's Kahlua, or was it Tia Maria? Tia Maria. It doesn't really matter. It's a coffee liqueur. And cream, and that on some caramel, a layer of caramel. And it's brilliant. What else did I like? I like the Jameson Storm. It's Jameson's with some lemon juice and sugar syrup and some orange bitters, which is really good.
It sounds quite good. I know you also tried the Archangel as well at one point.
Yeah, I did. I don't remember if I really liked that one or not. I think I did.
Yes.
Ingredients sound good. So, what's your favourite one then, Ryan?
My favourite is pretty much the only one I ever have there. It's the Malibu Bay Breeze, and it's the best Malibu cocktail in Belfast. It's got Malibu shaken with pineapple juice and layered over cranberry juice. It's great.
Okay.
Let's get on to Yelp and get a few reviews about Madison, shall we?
Okay. Let's start with a two-star one.
We've got a two-star one here from Kira S. from Belfast. She said, "It's a cheap cocktail bar. What more can I say? Not a place I would make a point of going to, but it's okay. Serve is a bit slow at the bar. However, at least Madison's is cheap and often has live music. Serves bar food, which is okay. Bit greasy and heavy, but edible. And probably could do with a makeover, as it looks a bit grubby these days." Looks a bit grubby, Rex?
No, I disagree with that. I don't think it looks grubby. Doesn't look very stylish, but it doesn't look grubby.
It looks okay. And that review was from April.
Okay.
It's quite recent. Pick up on a few points there. Service a bit slow at the bar, Rex. Have you found that?
Yeah, to be fair, I have.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they're shaking cocktails all the time, and they're making one cocktail at a time. So if you order four cocktails, four different ones, or even four the same ones, they'll just make them one at a time.
Yeah.
Which'll take them forever.
Yeah. They should be seeing who else wants that cocktail at the bar and making them several at a time. Just speed things up. Just basic bar etiquette, Rex.
Yeah.
What else do we have there? Live music?
Yep.
We've been in several times that they've had live music.
Yeah.
What have you taken away from that?
Usually quite good. So last time we had a pretty good duo singing some Irish songs.
Some great Irish songs. And before that, on St. Paddy's Day, we had another guy in singing as well. He was singing more poppy upbeat kind of stuff, but it was good. So now let's look at a good review.
Where's Judith? Where's Judith when we need her?
We don't have Judith, but we have Mags G, who also does a lot of reviews. And she's given it a 4-star one. And it goes, "Ooh, I love Madison's. It's a funky little boutique-style hotel with a bar and restaurant downstairs, offering scrumptious home cooking. We came in and didn't really look past the steaks with all the trimmings. Big chips and mash. We were rolling out later. The staff are really great, and they really know their stuff, as I found out, having stumbled upon their cocktail happy hour. Cocktails for £3 for 3 hours, 5 to 8 p.m., and I was literally stumbling out again. A great place, offering everything you need for a great night out, all under one nicely decorated roof." They do have that nicely decorated roof, Rex.
I loved your little Straban accent there.
Thank you. With the man trying to escape from Madison's, I guess.
I never noticed him.
No?
No.
He's always trying to leave. There is a review by your fellow Dutch contributor, Connor K.
Connor K.
So I'll let you read that one out. To placate our Dutch audience.
Yes. This is from Connor K. from Amsterdam, the Netherlands.
Where?
"Now, I haven't stayed at this hotel. Why would I need to? But I have made use of its watering hole facilities. It has a unique feel to it. Almost like a throwback to the 1930s.
Does it?
It always makes for a warm, welcoming place for guests of the hotel or revelers on the streets to come in for a quiet drink." This is from 2010, I noticed. When was he here?
Probably 2010, Rex.
Or 2009. We're only halfway away, we're not here. It's the main reason we would go to Madison's Hotel is to start the night off in a thrifty manner in nice surroundings. Between 5 and 8 p.m. is the bar's cocktail happy hour. The variety is fantastic. The cocktails are made by well-trained bartenders who know their stuff. Each cocktail is priced £3, which is fantastic value considering that the average pint of beer in Belfast is £3.20.
Well, it definitely is 2010, Rex, if the average pint of beer is £3.20.
Yep. It's gone up since then.
Oh, it's at least £4 now.
Yeah.
So, Rex, Madison's does £3 cocktails. And Sly does £3 cocktails. Who does it better, Rex?
Madison's.
By how far?
2 clear country miles.
So if you're going for a cocktail, don't even think about the Fly. Unless you're Gary.
Yeah, well, the thing about the Fly doing those £3 cocktails is I think they've got one guy who sort of knows half the cocktails they've got on their menu. And the other staff just wait for that one guy to become available.
Yeah, they're all poorly trained, whereas everyone in Madison's seems to have at least the basics of how to get a good cocktail down.
Yep.
Okay, so TripAdvisor time, Rex.
TripAdvisor.
1-star review. This is from Winkle2416 from Belfast. And it goes, couldn't get a drink, January 2015. 4 of us called in on a Saturday evening at 8:30 p.m. for a quick drink before heading to the Empire for a tribute show. There were about 5 people behind the bar, all making cocktails or checking table orders and getting trays set up. We stood at the bar for at least 10 minutes. 2 went out for a cigarette, thinking when they came back we'd have been served, but no, not once was it even acknowledged that we were there. No quick nod, no with you in 2 minutes, nothing, really poor. When we arrived, we were commenting on how good all the food smelt and how the cocktails looked, but this has put us off and would not entice us back anytime soon. We ended up leaving after the 10 minutes and going across the road without a pre-drink. Fair enough, cocktails take a bit of time to create, but perhaps it would be a good idea for at least one member of staff to take orders for other drinks while keeping an eye out for new arrivals. That's not a bad idea, Rex.
That is not a bad idea.
Again, that goes back to what we were saying earlier about the slow ticket times.
Yep.
Well, Madison's have replied
to this. Have they?
As they hasten to do for all their reviews, which is great. So, this is from the manager, Amanda, mm-hmm. at Madison's. And she says, hi, thanks for taking the time to leave us your feedback. We take all feedback very seriously, as it is this feedback that allows us to continue to improve the hospitality we deliver to our customers. I was very concerned to read your comments, and I apologise that on this occasion your experience was not to the high levels we deliver. I am sorry that you felt let down by the service you received from the staff. While cocktails can take a while to prepare, especially if large orders are placed, I understand that it is still important to acknowledge all customers and let them know we will be with them as soon as we can. I can assure you I have spoken with all the bar staff and this issue has now been resolved and will not be repeated. Our staff are usually highly praised for their friendliness and ensuring all customers are looked after, so I am sorry that we failed to make a good impression on this occasion. I really hope you will give us another chance to prove we can and will get it right. What do you think about that, Rex?
Spoken like a true manager. And probably, yeah, I think it's pretty good. Pretty classy.
Here's another 1-star review. This one is Disappointed in Bar. This is just a review of the bar. It's from Uri, from Alicante in Spain. He looks like a city businessman, Rex.
Like Ollie.
Yes. This is just a review on the bar. I was visiting my daughter in Belfast and was staying close by. Took my daughter and boyfriend. I don't know if that's his daughter's boyfriend or...
His own boyfriend.
Out to dinner. And on the way back, we spotted this lovely-looking bulldog. And noticed outside their special offer of cocktails at £3 till 9 p.m. Bulldog.
So I suppose it was his boyfriend then.
Well, we decided to treat ourselves. And as it was 10 to 9, we went straight to the bar where we stood and waited to be served while the busy staff served others. We were spotted, but not actually acknowledged. This seems like a theme, which drives me crazy in any restaurant / bar / cafe. And a simple be with you in a minute goes such a long way. Anyway, at 2 minutes to 9, This is a full 8 minutes later, Rex. At 2 minutes to nine, a barman came up and said straight away, as we were looking at the cocktail menu, "Sorry, you're too late." I pointed out we had been waiting quite a few minutes and it was still not 9 p.m. yet. He informed me the till had already changed the prices on its timer. My daughter showed her iPhone time as well, which still chatting was not yet showing 9 p.m. The barman then said, "It's our offer, we make the rules." Oh dear. Well, that is true of course, but then put up a sign saying the offer finishes at 8:55 p.m. Now it's not that I am mean. We had just finished a lovely meal and were going to have a few drinks for the evening, but I hate feeling cheated on something as simple as this. The people that walk through the door of the bar pay the staff's wages. I think this is sometimes forgotten. We had not gone in after 9 p.m, so this was a case of where the barman should have just said, "Look, it's close, I will sort that out for you." But he got smart. We left the bar with a bad taste, not from the cocktails we never got, in our mouths, and walked into another bar just up the road where we proceeded to spend around £150 over the net few hours.
Okay. Well, I can certainly see where he's coming from if he got that treatment.
It seems to be a recurring theme, the poor service.
Yeah, well, I've been in medicines for a few times now. Never thought that a service was poor as much as slow. I mean, I expect slow service there because of all the cocktails that need to be made. But was never outright poor, or never people getting smart, never being refused, no nothing.
Yeah, that is very slow. I'll give it that. Well, anyway, that's enough of all that negativity. Let's talk about what Madisons are doing right.
Okay.
Well, here's one from Robert M. on the 15th of February, and it's titled, "Excellent Bar Staff."
Wow.
"Went to Madisons to try their cocktails, and I have to say, only thing better than their cocktails is the bar staff serving them. Paul, and Luke can mix a mean drink, but also friendly and good with customers. They made the night for myself and partner. We'll be back soon."
Oh, that's lovely to hear.
Here's another one. "Excellent service, Claire D. from Lisburn." And it says, "We called in here on Sunday afternoon, never having eaten here before. We were tempted by the two courses for £10. We were greeted by a lovely girl who then became our waitress. I have to say, she is deaf one of the nicest servers I have ever come across. She was friendly, bubbly, and helpful."
It does really make a difference who's serving you, right?
Oh, it does.
And if they're having a good time themselves when they're serving you.
We've always had great service when we've went to one of our favourite restaurants, Rex, Sticks and Stones.
Yep.
The food is usually quite good there as well.
Yep.
And also the service in your favourite restaurant, Mourns.
Mourns is brilliant. Mourns is, the staff are really good, really knowledgeable about their menu there, and very nice. And the food is top-notch there as well, so.
Fishy.
It is. It's a fish restaurant, Ryan. Okay, so, Ryan, who would you recommend Madison's to?
Well, Rex, I would recommend Madison's to someone celebrating their graduation or finishing their law degree. I'd recommend it to any cocktail aficionados out there who like cheap cocktails, but good cocktails. And if you are a bit peckish, but not really, really hungry, you should definitely give their two courses for £10 a go.
What?
I want to add one more thing.
You want more? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
And we did go there for my birthday, and Health did buy one of their watering can cocktails.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Which was a cocktail in a watering can. Now, Rex, who would you recommend Madison's to?
Okay, well, I can't really vouch for the food there. I think I've only had a few snacks one time. It's all right.
Yeah, we had the snacks on my birthday. Yeah.
Yep. And quite good. Yeah, as you said, cocktail aficionados, if you like just sound a night in, then definitely go there. I would not recommend it if you are on a time limit, because, you know, shaking all those cocktails can take some time. But if the night is your oyster and you want to start it off like cheap with some nice cocktails before you go out to like Lavery's or Alibi or wherever.
To the KFC to get your Zinger Burger.
Yeah.
Shout out to Brunt.
Hi, Brunt.
Or if you've just wrecked your hand by punching the wall and want to buy some random guy's cocktails like happened to us last Sunday night, you can do that as well.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rex.
We had to let him feel our beards, though. Or at least...
Your beard.
My beard.
No one was getting near mine. Disgraceful, Rex. Well, that's it. Next week, we're doing... probably the worst bar in Belfast. It's Foodie Rex.
That's not the worst bar
in... The worst bar in Belfast, Rex. It's Foodie Rex.
No, it's a pretty good bar.
Yeah, we'll find out next week. I've been the Shaman of Sexy, the Kid Ryan, and this guy, he's been...
Rex Quando, apparently.
Thank you. Much love. Good night.
Good night.
No quick nod, no with you in 2 minutes, nothing, oh for fuck's sake. Oh, it's Ollie. We'll put this in.
Yeah.
Put this in the end of it. Hello. How are you, Ollie?
I'm good. Well, do you want a fat shake up a tea?
Me and Rex, we're going to go to the Empire and watch some of the football if you want to come in and have a pint with us.
Well, sure, me in the Empire, sure.
We'll be, what time will you be there at?
Well, what time are you thinking of?
We were going to be there for about 4.
No, mate, I have to be back up home for 4:30 for dinner. Sure, we'll do something next week.
That'll do, sure. We'll see you then.
All right, say hello to Rex for me as well.
So you can say hello to yourself.
Hi, Ollie.
Hello, hi, Rex, how are you?
Yeah, quite well. Yourself?
Good. Aye, nothing new with me. But sure, we'll have to get together, sure, next week or something.
Yeah, at some point next week.
Yeah,
we'll have some tea.
Yeah, we'll go out for a few drinks, okay?
That'll do, that's great.
Alright, see ya, bye.
See ya, Ollie. Bye.
That's a shame. Right.
So, that's us being professional.
Yep.
Couldn't get a drink.